Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please go to my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you're on your smartphone, it'll convert right over to our mobile site. Works like a charm. And don't forget, when you're there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Don't forget to take the poll question. We want to know what you think. We ask a different question every week. Don't forget to check out the video, brand new video every week. So all that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Joyce Weiss has deposited with us in the more than 9 years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. Joyce is the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. Joyce Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, joyceweiss.com is the website. Joyce, you got some cool things there. Tell us about it.
Well, some of the free things and are 20 videos that people can get. They're very short, talking about boundaries. They're only 2 minutes long on how to deal with conflict in the workplace.
Right.
And all they have to do, go to joyceweiss.com, sign up. Once a week, you will get one. And my clients have loved it. It's like having a free coach in your office.
We like free stuff. Thank you for that. Folks, take advantage of that, joyceweiss.com. So is conflict in the workplace caused by not setting boundaries?
Oh, that's huge. That's huge. Matter of fact, if people say to me, like I said at the first part of the show, I have no time to do what I want, and I always ask, and I always say, you get what you tolerate, and I ask them, tell me what kind of boundaries have you set for yourself, and they look at me like, huh, what? I mean, there are four areas where I see people really need it, and this is after I've researched the topic. One of them is with family, and you and I were talking about that with our grandkids, Little League. Let's say you want to go back to school and get another degree, and your family complains about that you're not home, you don't cook as much, whatever the situation is, you've got to sit them down and talk about the boundaries, that it's going to be tough for 2 years, but after that, I'm going to be making more money, I'm going to be happier, whatever the situation,
right.
That's part of a family thing.
Another thing, and this is when you're talking about family. Here's something else. You know, I think it's okay for everybody to say, okay, guys, you're the parent, I'm the child, I'm the parent, you're the child, whatever the deal is. But this, I used to tell my kids this. So my kids would, you know, I mean, I was I indulged my kids, I spoiled them like everybody else did. But there came a time when I said, okay, hey guys, this is not a dress rehearsal for me. I don't get to raise you and come back and do these years over. This is my day today, like just like it's your day. And they'd look at me like puppies, you know. But I would say that I can remember saying that to them. You know, it's guys, I want to do everything I can for you, but this is my life too.
Oh, absolutely, and that's setting the boundary. See, sometimes we don't even realize we are setting
boundaries. It's hard to do that, though, because they look at you with those big puppy eyes, you know, like, don't you love me no more?
Yes, and I love you, and I love myself. Therefore, I'm going to be a better mother, father, you know, grandparent, employee, employer, whatever the situation is. I mean, then we've got the work issues. And like we were saying before, if coworkers take up your time, you've got to figure out what can you do. Don't play the victim. Remember, you get what you tolerate. Figure out what can you do, such as, I feel frustrated, but I can't help you now. Come back to me at 2 o'clock, and I'll be able to help you. Versus, sure, I can help you, knowing that you have a deadline that you're not going to be able to make.
What about sarcasm? Sure, let me help you instead of doing my work. Can I use sarcasm, Joyce?
Now, you're talking to a very sarcastic person.
You shouldn't do it, folks. Even though I'm really good at it and it is fun, you probably shouldn't use sarcasm.
Absolutely not. That's exactly what I'm saying. I am sarcastic at the appropriate time. No. Otherwise, then there creates more conflict. Because sometimes people don't get our sarcasm. So my family knows it.
Oh, they always get mine.
Yeah, well, you're lucky. You can teach me when we get off the air. No, but no, sarcasm does not work. That's another conflict.
Right.
And what about caller ID? I mean, some people, and now I'm talking about the friendship issues.
Right.
If you're tired at the end of the day after you've worked all day and you don't want to talk to a friend, where is it written that you have to pick up the phone? If you have caller ID, don't pick up the phone. I know this is so basic, but then again, I used to even struggle with it. Oh, it's so-and-so, she or he's having issues. Well, mm-hmm. So am I, because I can't read that book,
right.
You know, or go for a walk because I'm on the food all day.
Caller ID is really a great invention, wasn't it?
Well, it is for me.
Yeah.
But don't tell my friends.
Right.
Yeah.
So boundaries, folks, think about all the different things, all the different ways that your time is impinged upon during the day, during the week or the month, and identify, you know, isn't it a good idea to identify the repeat offenders and sort of come up with a strategy for them?
Yes, and the repeat offender is yourself. I don't mean you, Jim, but it's ourselves.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you have a calendar or if you use Outlook, put time in for yourself for exercise, reading, whatever it is. I'm being very serious.
Me time.
Yes, me
that's,
time.
That's the reason my wife doesn't mind me playing golf. She knows she's going to get some me time.
Hey,
Joyce.
Smart woman.
Joyce Weiss, WEISS, joyceweiss.com. Check it out. Lots of free stuff there. Glue some great videos. Hey, Joyce, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
You better invite me back.
We will.
Being on your show, Jim.
Always, always. Joyce Weiss, folks. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.